4 minutes after the hour, and we should be starting our summit meeting. That was me busy writing the report and not paying attention to the time. My apologies. My name's Cheryl Langdon Orr. I have the honour of being the current chair of the ALAC, or what the ALAC reviewers call ALAC 1.0. And this is not my meeting. It's the meeting of the working group leads who are the engine of the summit proposal. And to that end, I'll do a short introduction and then throw across to them. Because I've got the mic and because I'm able to, I'd like to share with you something that I think is vital as a preamble to what we're on about when we're talking about an at-large summit. I've worked for some 30-odd years managing volunteers in a highly protocol-based and technical sector, that of emergency services. And without proper starting points, without mutual understanding, and without basic orientation to the types of information you are expected to be involved in and the types of protocols you're expected to work with, it is impossible to function properly as a volunteer. Our at-large structures are exactly that, largely volunteer organisations. And apart from the opportunity of getting a one grouping together from the worldwide at-large structures and being able to share knowledge, share and debate opinion and produce meaningful and tangible policy outcomes, a big part of what will happen is both the camaraderie but the orientation of all people being able to attend the summit, taking back to their at-large structures an enthusiasm and an understanding of the intent of what we do here in the narrow purview of what ICANN has, is worth, I can't begin to tell you how many hundreds of thousands of dollars in man-hours of reparative work when we get it wrong. So with that totally biased preamble, I'd also mention that I can't think of a better time than the Cairo meeting at the 10th anniversary for an organisation that's about to go into transition from the JPA agreement to prove to the world in a tangible form that it in fact is serious about grassroots, multi-stakeholder, multidisciplinary input and a general assembly of the at-large structures which are the interface between the registrants and non-registrants of the world and the ICANN processes is an ideal opportunity for that. Might I ask, is it Darlene or Evan is going first? And
sorry, do we have the slides for
that? But, we need to be able to get to that,
and I'm thinking we should probably.
Yeah, quite probably. So can we make all the logistical magic happen while I filibust a little longer? Some of you at this table will be, because I recognise you, painfully aware of the amount of work and effort that's gone into an at-large summit proposal. This goes back not just to one or two meetings ago. Originally, the suggestions were that we should be having an at-large summit in Los Angeles. All sorts of reasons and pressures were brought to bear. The next best option, and possibly one of the best options, was then Paris. And we've now, for a variety of reasons, looked at Cairo, although I have heard there is, of course, always a possibility that by doing it in Mexico, we would still be in this fiscal year, if not this calendar year. I filibustered enough, so now I'll hand over to you, Darlene, is it? Or are you speaking and Darlene's clicking?
Evan's speaking first.
Okay, go ahead, Evan.
Okay, first of all, thanks everybody for being here. This has been a fairly ambitious work that's had a number of people involved in it. And just get... Thank you. Okay, so again, thank you for being here. My name is Evan Leibovich. I'm the chair of the North American region. Darlene Thompson with me will be also be part of this presentation. We've been heavily involved in this together with others at this table, including notably Sebastian, who in fact had the idea for the summit even before we started discussing the and ramping it up. This has been in debate for some time. And Wolf at the end, who is the head of our program subcommittee. And so there's pretty well lots of people here with background on the summit. As a matter of overview, the purpose of the summit is multifold. By the way, these slides will all be on the wiki after this presentation. The intention of the summit is to bring together representatives from one ALS everywhere in the world to one location for the first time ever. The intention is to have it, as was said, in Cairo. There is a possibility it may happen in the next meeting, but the benefits, I think, of having it at the 10-year anniversary would be significant. The plan in terms of meetings is to start on the Saturday and have the summit take place on the Saturday and Sunday, and then have summit participants be involved in the rest of the ICANN meeting through the rest of the week. And it says at the bottom, one person per ALS maximum, and the reason why it says max there is because we expect interactive involvement from ALSs, and in fact, we're expecting some preparation from them in advance. We do not necessarily expect all ALSs to attend, but we are doing what we can to get as many as possible involved. So why do we want this? What's the reason behind putting all this volunteer effort and all this travel money behind bringing everyone together? Effectively, we've come to the conclusion that this is an important step in the maturation of the at-large community, and in order to give good comment to ALAC so that ALAC can give good policy input back into ICANN. The idea is to bring together the ALSs so they can see how ICANN works, to see what the supporting organizations are, to talk to the other constituencies, to talk to the other advisory committees, to get involved, meet the other people here as well as each other. We definitely want this to be a policy-driven thing in the sense that the intent is to have ALSs that are better capable of producing good policy, and so that ALAC can produce good advice back to the other constituencies and the board of ICANN, and also to help the ALSs to understand what's going on, not only at a policy level, but a procedure level, so they get an understanding of not only what is expected of them, but how we're expected to do it.
I just had a bit to add to this this discussion here. One thing that I have noticed through my time with the North American RALO, we had the formation meeting in San Juan where all the ALSs were there. And after that meeting, we had wonderful engagement from the ALSs. We had lots of online discussions, and it was great. But we weren't getting very much information. The stuff that was coming out was very difficult to read. Then there was some arguments, and we started to lose, ALS has started to disengage. It's like buying a whole pile of houseplants and sticking them in the basement and not depriving them of light and water. You know, you can keep on buying more houseplants. You know, we're supposed to outreach and get more ALSs in, but if you don't give them that light and water, they're going to die off except for a few hardy cactuses in the corner. So now we are starting to get some light and water from ICANN with policy briefings and with online telephone things, but we've still got a lot of plants that are half dead. So they need a really good shot of fertilizer, and that's pretty much what this is about.
Arguably, you could say ICANN provides a lot of fertilizer. But
what a gardening thing going on here.
I'm just thinking about the correlation between a summit and SH1T.
That's right. How do you follow after that?
You're meeting everyone.
Wonderful. So in terms of the schedule, as I said, the intention is to have the summit start on the Saturday in advance. There are some constituency meetings going on over the weekend, but usually the meeting proper doesn't start until Monday. So we have 2 days on the Saturday and Sunday in advance in which to have summit-specific activities. The first day is, if you would, an introduction to ALSs of the culture of ICANN. And that means a number of different things. It means being introduced to the people, being introduced to some of the structure, and basically getting a feel for some of the lingo and some of the style of how ICANN operates. Keep in mind that ALSs are coming from around the world. Most of them do not have internet policy expertise as the main reason they're being involved. And so it is very necessary to bring together at a very basic language, at a very basic level of understanding, how the interaction with ICANN happens. And to do this, we're going to be introducing the ALSs to the history, to the processes. It's our goal to try and invite some speakers. We haven't listed speakers here because we're actually surveying the ALSs to find out who they would like us to bring in. This is a bottom-up process, and so when it comes to who will be speaking, what are the policies we'll be discussing, a lot of this is yet to be determined because we're indeed surveying the ALSs to find out what they want. Day two is then starting to get into the interactivity. Now that we've determined from the grassroots what kind of policies that they wanted to debate as priorities, we are going to engage them in workshops. First of all, we'll have breakouts based on policy. After that, then, they will be asked to go into other breakouts based on their region and bring back to their region what they've learned in the workshops. And so this provides two different levels of interaction, one based on the policy and then based on the regional needs. It's been argued elsewhere that the idea of breaking up ALAC into regions may be extra complexity, but we've found, I think, so far that it's absolutely necessary. There's different styles, different needs, different priorities, and by doing this, we really get the best of all worlds of having both the policy and the regional input. And then towards the end of the day, to have essentially brainstorming sessions where we bring everyone together to basically merge both the regional interests and the policy interests into something that we think will have better than the sum of all parts and bringing something together. At that point then, the summit then merges into the general meeting in the sense that the summit delegates will be part of the regular meeting. They will attend the regular workshops and be free to participate in all of the open meetings in which they can. There is normally through the week of the summit meetings that are reserved for ALAC activities. A number of these meeting slots will be then allocated to summit activities.
So as Evan mentioned, the first thought of this came from Lisbon. Then we started actually planning in San Juan because we had both the North American and LAC rallies there. And so we were able to get together in groups and really talk about what we wanted to accomplish with the summit, why we would need it, and all this kind of thing. So between San Juan and New Delhi, we worked very hard on the summit, putting together this stuff. A lot of us have spent a lot of time and energy in it. And then the board of directors met in Delhi, and they gave approval for further research of the summit idea. And since that time, we've broken up into working groups for both content and logistics, and we've put together a lot of material. And the proposal has now been submitted to the board on July 10th, I believe. Yes.
June 10th,
sorry. Yeah, I'm popping into the future now. So basically, the summit is going to take money, time, and effort. The at-large community is happy in our volunteer hours to put in the time and effort, and we have been putting in a ton of time and effort. What we don't have is any money. Guess what? So what needs to be funded, of course, is the usual travel, and, of course, meeting rooms, translations, and all that good stuff. As we said, the summit is for ALSs, However, we will welcome observers. However, they will only be there as observers because this summit is for ALSs. So we don't want anybody else hijacking the program or anything like that. And we will be very careful that the moderators and facilitators will be trained to keep everything on track. So here's the budget, and this is going to take a little bit of explaining. The budget that is before the board members right now is slightly incorrect in that it shows just over $700,000. Where that figure came from is we assumed 100% ALS participation as the high point, as this is the maximum it's going to cost. In that figure, however, also is the cost for the ALAC members attending, secretariats and chairs, and liaisons. Well, these ones would be attending anyways, so they're not actually part of the summit. So I have taken those numbers out so that you can see the actual number for the summit only. And as Evan mentioned, we put around a survey prior to this. Staff sent it out to each ALS specifically. It wasn't just put out on a list. It was sent specifically to each ALS to help gauge the interest. Plus, as we said, this is not a free trip. If people are not willing to participate in the surveys and do pre-work, then they're not going to be funded to come. This is not a free trip. So that's why we put several costing scenarios up here. What if 60 ALSs attend? How much will it cost? How much for 80? How much for 100? I can tell you right now that we've received 35 of the surveys back, which is approximately one-third of our ALSs. We, of course, will still be working on that, but the fact of the matter is we aren't going to get 100 ALSs coming. Projections are more between the 60 and 80 mark. So why are we doing this? What are the deliverables? Why should ICANN spend $400,000 on this? Well, here's why. We will have resolutions based on policy development coming out of the summit where we are not actually able to find enough time to agree on an actual policy development. Then we will be doing regional consultation, but we will have hard deadlines and we will have people in charge and tasked to do this. So we won't be just having statements coming out of it going, gee, it'd be nice if we could do this or that. No, we're talking about hard deadlines, hard policy. Also, we'll be establishing working groups related to specific policies, and again, we'll have explicit goals and timetables, people in charge for production of papers and resolutions. This is also really going to create a good ALS leadership. These people going back to their communities will be fully informed about what ICANN is, how it works, and all this good stuff. And they'll be able to bring this information to their members so that they're more informed. Then these people will be able to participate on the lists more easily and will have a lot more policy input. Also, we'll have improved contacts and relationships between ICANN and the ALSs, but more than that, also between the regions, because we'll have found out what the regional needs are so that we can work between regions to maybe help each other out. And do what we can, and also between at-large and other ICANN constituencies, and not to mention ALAC, of course. So, of course, the whole idea of this is to have real multi-stakeholder coordination. That's it. That's all. Thank you. Evan?
Okay. At this point, Wolf, do you want to add anything about the nature of the policy work? We do have two separate groups, one working on logistics, and Wolf is head of the group that is working on the policy development and content.
Just before you do, Wolf, because the specifics on the back page of the document that the board has, the figure that Darlene mentioned, the 700-odd thousand figure, inclusive of what we are already committed to spend to get the ALAC people, the liaisons, and the local RALO there, is excluded. The specific proposal, because we had to put a single proposal for the board, is in fact for 100% of ALAC regional leaders and liaisons and 60% of the potential regional attendees, which brings the figure somewhere in between the three scenarios that is presented here to $491,540.71. And in fact, I think what's important is the large numbers you hear bandied about need to have extracted from them what just happens at every ICANN meeting. And that's the point that Darlene's slide was trying to make, that if we get 60% of ALSs, 80% of ALSs or 100% of ALSs, those figures shift. But the particular amount we're assuming is remembering that the ALAC members represent at least 10 ALSs, right? That we are looking at basically 71, 72% of all ALSs, inclusive of those represented by ALAC and regional leaders, turning up. Just wanted to make that clear, because as soon as we use big numbers and little numbers, it gets complicated. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay, yeah. Now we've got Wolf had his hand up first, and then Jacqueline, then Alan, and then Izumi.
Well, first of all, thanks, Evan and Darlene, for this good presentation. I think it's quite self-explaining. It gives an excellent overview about what we plan to do in the near future. And I think if there are any further questions regarding the content, the only thing I would like to be remembered is that we sent out, starting from about 10 days ago, this questionnaire in English and French version. And as far as I've been told from Frederick, the feedback so far is rather poor. There are around 30 responses. This means we have to go behind our ALSs and to encourage them permanently to fill in this questionnaire, that we have reasonable feedback, that our conclusions concerning the content for the summit can be well based on the desires, on the expectations of our ALSs. And therefore, we have quite a lot of work to do in the next couple of weeks to push this bottom-up approach, what we considered being one of the best for the summit, for preparing the summit. And I hope we will have some good results in the very near future. Thanks a lot. If you have, if there are more questions, of course, I'm pleased to answer them.
My question is just more about how to get more of ICANN involved in, because today when we had the meeting with the registrars, there was a mention that it would be a very, to have this number of people from all over the world would be a very, very useful opportunity to some of the other
constituencies
in ICANN to be able to run things by them, get direct feedback from them with regard to, for example, the IDNs and so on and so forth. So I just want to put that out there.
Well, that's excellent. And that's why also we said during the week the attendees to the summit will be encouraged to go to those types of workshops and breakout sessions so that they can see how that works and be part of that process. And if those ones actually want to come in and speak specifically to the summit when we're together, you know, all together, great. Alan?
I've heard several... several comments about, in terms of the budget, we don't have to factor in the RALO chairs and secretariats because they're already there. I do note that the proposed ICANN travel support policy or procedure does not include them. So you might want to think about that.
We're just going by the status quo right now until that changes. This is what we're basing it on.
There's a proposal on the table, and I can't change that unless it's a typo, and I'm assuming it isn't at this point, and I haven't seen any comments posted questioning it or objecting to it.
Which is why we're following the status quo until things change, and then our numbers will.
No. ICANN staff has said they will change it. You might want to think about commenting on that if you would like the status quo instead of what's proposed.
The until the board decides what to do about the summit, it will not be known what is going to happen with respect to anything else related to travel for at large. Moreover, our entire budget is in limbo until that decision is made in many respects. So I don't have any further news on that, though, of course, you'll note that there is a consultation on funding of volunteer travel, which envisages that there would be more travel for all volunteer groups, but it would be on a more even basis, which would be a net reduction in the travel that the at-large community currently enjoys for this community. Though that is still the subject of a consultation, and I'm sure that at-large will in due course make a comment on that. Well, I presume so.
I wasn't really commenting on the travel allocated for the summit, since you say your overall number includes the ALSs plus the RALO people and such. I was just pointing out that there's an assumption that people have been talking about, which may not be valid, and you might want to consider it. That's all I'm saying.
They, not every rail have the same structure, but in terms of Lac RALO, everybody who's ALS people, at large people, constitute the entire RALO. So, you know, we're one and the same. The issue of whether or not is the same.
Not talking about the summit, I was commenting on an assumption that has been made in several people's talks, which has other implications other than the summit.
Yeah, understood, Alan. And obviously we need to approach that. But the summit working group people, to defend them, had to work on basic assumptions. And that's why the full figures are there as well as the cutout figures are there.
Right. That's what I
thought. I believe Izumi had his hand up.
Yeah, if I may, there's two things for budget or funding. As a new topic, can I do that? Okay. One is, first of all, I really appreciate your effort, although I'm not really active at all, but I'm fully convinced this is very important, and we'll try to sort of bring some other voices from Asia. Having said that, for the funding, on the one hand, I absolutely clear the need for travel and other cost be covered by ICANN. Is there, and I assume this may be the first summit, not the only or last summit, will there be any possibility for us to work to get some external funding, or is it a bad idea? My opinion is, if possible, to some extent, I'd like to explore that so that we don't remain as a sole sort of recipient of the generous funding.
Izumi, if I may take that, and remember, the executive of the ALAC has been supporting the working group. We are not the lead in the working group. But what we have discussed, and believe me, we've discussed this ad nauseum, is that it is actually impossible for any of us, well-connected or otherwise, to explore partnership opportunities, sponsor opportunities, or future funding opportunities until we get a go or a no-go. And that's what we're after, a go or a no-go.
I completely understand that, but it doesn't prohibit us from talking about that before go or no-go. My hunch is that there's a great opportunity, not only financially, but for the acceptance or understanding with other constituencies or other people, not only within ICANN, but outside.
Yeah.
So I'd rather like to, if possible, see that as a good opportunity.
Well, I have suggested this idea some months ago, and proposed to talk with some of those normally sponsors of our meetings, as a very sign and a box, and those guys that normally sponsor our. So we decide in our meeting, that we should only start this conversation afterwards. I just suspend. I have a starting, but then I decide after that I just stop.
Sebastian?
Thank you, Darlene. I will not talk on the topic. I don't think we are in the right meeting. This meeting was supposed to be a presentation of our objective and goal to the other constituency, not to talk amongst ourselves about the topic. This was already done, and it could be done, but I really would like to have and to heard and to allow the people outside of our group who work hardly on that to give the question, feedback, ideas, better than just to keep among ourselves the discussion. Thank you very much.
Hong? Okay. I'm browsing through this budget proposal. I just want to know, did you take into account the possibility that there may be some large structure would like to participate remotely through the internet? So will there be webcasting or other online participation facilities available?
The quick answer, yes.
I would like to support what Sebastian just said. Let's take the chance and really get back to those people who are here and make a round there.
Yes. No, we do.
Yes, man. Hello. My name is Olivier Crépin-Noblon. I've followed the ICANN and ALAC meetings throughout the past week. I'm just here to see how the process is going and see whether, well, I'm actually from ISOC England, and one of the things we are considering is to join as an ELS in the longer term. But for the time being, I'm just here to listen and watch and see how it all goes before making a decision and discussing it with our chairman. Thank you.
Well, I'm Matias Altamira. I'm right now you chose me to be a NOCOM. I'm a NOCOM member from ALAC and from La Corrado, all the. What I think, I agree with some of the voices to get we have to force or to have a mission to get a better impression of our ALS within ICANN, because we have to try to get some good visions, good opinions from our ALS, and to say to ICANN or to the whole community, here we are. We are not just trying to fly and to visit new cities. We are trying to get our views heard, our opinions heard. So I think it's as Sebastian said, we have to try to get a bigger audience about our project, our summit, because if not, I think that we will get all those guys. Doesn't make any sense here. They just want to travel. Don't get any budget for them. So that's my opinion. Thank you.
Hi, I'm a mere observer. I'm a German journalist, and I just wanted to, I didn't focus on every of the presentations, but I just wanted to tell you something that I am, as an observer, seeing, and this is a highly complicated structure. It's very difficult to get the message out to people who are not familiar with ICANN. ICANN is complicated enough, but the ALAC and why are there different representations for users, ALAC and CUC? It's very difficult to explain this to people. And if you want to have, if you want to be attractive as a user summit, I would give the recommendation: work on the topics that you will have on your agenda there, and otherwise, I think if you only talk about the structure and about these things, it will be very, it will be very difficult to get the message out.
Thank you for that. If I may, just before the next speaker comes online, it's in fact because of the complexity of the structure, which of course is a greatness given to us. We did not design this monstrosity in any way, shape or form. We are working with the hand we have been dealt, and I can't think of a better reason why a at-large summit is essential than to cut through that complexity and to ensure that not process but policy development points are brought to the table as a unified whole. That will then enliven that process to continue on where it has to occur, at the grassroots, with the people. The focus point to us is the ALSs. That's why we want one person, remotely or otherwise, Hong, per ALS to attend. It's so complex, as you say. You make it more complex when you consider the culturally and linguistically diverse nature of what we face. And it almost is mind-boggling. And so, yes, what you've said, I definitely support and endorse. Thank you.
I believe Wolf had a comment on that.
Yes, being a journalist by myself, I can perfectly understand the remarks of Monica, and that for outsiders, it's at the given stage of the preparation almost impossible to follow up what we really want. Therefore, I think now the slides prepared by Evan and Darlene are quite helpful in this direction. We also have to convince internally the other constituencies of ICANN that the summit may be a good idea, that the users in the ICANN context are not always used, let's say, as a pretext of ICANN. We now have to prove that it becomes a reality and that it's not only a nice propaganda, also PR side, that we are really working on ALEC, on this issue, that we are taking it serious, and that, as Sebastian brought in at the very beginning, this great idea, which is taking time. I think, Monica, at the very moment when we have finalized the survey, when we have the results, when we know in detail what are our ALSs, and that's the main and major point to me. What are the expectations? What are the interests? What are the desires of our member organizations, of our ALSs? And this will be the basis of the programming afterwards. And at this very moment, I think it may become interesting, because then we are talking not about procedures anymore. Then we are talking about content and substance. Then we are talking about the ICANN issues or the ICANN-related issues. And at the very given moment, therefore I'm quite grateful for the remarks from Monica, because we shouldn't forget media is another kind of outreach. And we have still to work hard on this issue. And I think at the very moment, I hope in summer, when we have a program, then it's time to do the work on it. And then, Monica, I think we should get in touch again, and then we can discuss about really what will what is going on to happen in Cairo. Thanks.
And that was also the purpose of the survey that we put out, so that we could find out from the ALSs what topics they wanted to discuss, because this is a you know, bottom-up approach, a grassroots approach. So that's why we don't have a list of topics as yet, as the surveys are just coming back now. But it will be based on those surveys. Also, we didn't want to spend scads and scads of time working on content development if we're turned down by ICANN, because that would be a colossal waste of time. Also, to address the subject of why are we just talking in amongst ourselves, I think part of that reason is this room. If we'd been put downstairs in a bigger room, it might have encouraged more public participation, because most people don't even know where this room is. Evan?
One thing that I did want to add that wasn't necessarily put in the slides is that on that first day of the sort of cultural indoctrination of the ALSs as they come in, it is our intention to try and get people from other constituencies to be involved so that there is exposure from the other, from the business constituencies, from the government constituencies, and so on, so that the ALSs will be exposed to this very early on. Hopefully this will help to be a catalyst for further interaction throughout the week. But there definitely is built into this an intent to have that kind of cross-pollination.
Back rows?
Just going to keep picking on you, you know?
It's a learning process for everybody.
Yes, the lady behind Monica. Oh.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm Nanette Levinson. I'm a professor who actually has had the joy of watching ICANN grow, but from afar. And I'm very excited. I'm very interested in the summit proposal and the grassroots approach. I second the focus on involvement of the media. I also wondered substantively if there was a plan at the very end of the ICANN meeting to reconvene the summit, because it seems to me that there would be an opportunity, and I would be motivated in my individual capacity, for example, to go, if I knew, in addition to learning about the process and shaping the process, that I could actually play a role in a more long-term way. So I would urge you, in addition to the grassroots, to also at some point link to some of the more strategic or long-term issues. Thank you.
Okay. The way that we had intended to accommodate that is to take some of the time through the meeting. Right now, there is time allocated to ALAC through the week. The summit will take some of that time, including towards the end of the week, of something that is tentatively being called a plenary, but is essentially a summation of the work that has been done with the intention of coming to conclusions, deliverables, tasks, and going forward from there. So, and the intention, of course, it's a bit of a cliche saying this is the start of a process rather than the end of one, but this is absolutely part of what we intend to do, is culminate the work of the entire week with a kind of plenary meeting at the end that would help gel some of this and turn it into something that will be ongoing. And to go along with what you were saying, I think there's a number of people here that believe that the summit is a very important step in the maturing process of the at-large community.
May I make some suggestion, perhaps in the sort of direction? I felt with your Evans introduction and the following remarks that feel like we are trying to educate the novices or those who are not familiar with ICANN process, which is decent. But don't we need to be a little bit more reciprocal in that many of the ALSs are professionals in their own field? They have a lot of expertise, say, like ICT for development or education or other areas. And often what I find a little bit bothering is that because that you don't know much about the DNS or ICANN or ALS and stuff like that doesn't really mean that we are sort of, you know, just an sort of innocent novices. I'd like to rather hear in the very beginning of the summit who they are, what their expertise are, why are you coming here, but in a relatively well-designed manner. Of course, having 100 people, 60 people do the introduction for, 3 minutes each, costs you 3 hours, doesn't fly, doesn't mean that you can't do that. If you say, like, break up into, five groups or tens, and you have more ample opportunity to get to know each other in the beginning, and usually it works very well, so that, oh, I see you're working, darling, in the far end of Canada and doing some community networking. So therefore, you have this kind of interest, but you may not know there. I'm working on this side from Africa, or, you, especially for Asia, we really like that kind of approach.
If I may, Azumi, in fact, you've heard Evan and Darlene's presentation mention the preparatory work that attendees will be expected to do. And remember, we've heard that it's not a free ride. You actually have to have engaged in the surveys and engaged in preparatory work. Yes? So, in fact, part of establishing who you are as the representative of your ALS and your ALS's interest will be part of that preparatory work. And when we have the regional, the breakout sessions, obviously the more intimate round robining will be going on. Okay, what?
But I just wanted to add something, and I guess this is just an idea off the on the fly based on what you're saying, Azumi, which is an extremely important thing. And that is perhaps the possibility of, in advance of having the summit, getting bios from every single one of the attendees, publishing that in a guide that we can then distribute to everybody so everybody can see where everybody's strength is and perhaps, in fact, make effort to link up with people with their own areas of interest during the summit. Instead of taking 3 hours to do that verbally with a 3-minute description, at least perhaps we can get people's bios, publish them for each of the delegates in advance. So we have an attendee list that also has a contact list of how you can get in touch with people afterwards. Would that help address at least some of what you'd like to see?
It's perhaps 30% of what I wanted. Meaning we'd like to have a friendly conversation, intimate, in the very beginning. Not too formal, education, keynote speech, blah, blah, blah. I don't mean 3 hours introduction, but you can do it in 30 minutes of start as a sort of icebreaker or you get to know each other. And I reacted to the regional compartmentalization is a little bit dangerous, although I see the value. I'd like to know who are they from South America. Okay, that's more important perhaps than knowing who are from Taiwan. I'm sorry. Oops. you usually have a generally better knowledge about your regional folks, and it's a rare opportunity to see the far end as well as just next door. So I'd like to, you guys or us, be very creative in that kind of areas.
Thank you, Azumi. And I was very careful to retract when I started to say regional breakout sessions. They're topic breakout sessions, so they will be cross-region. Azumi, from that, I trust you will be joining Wolf's content group because that's exactly the sort of input his team would like, and I'm sure he'll welcome you on board to further that and make sure it happens. So welcome to the Summit Working Group and welcome to the contact.
If the Madam Chair says... It's usually very difficult to say no, and I have one single issue I've been working on, IPv4v6. So with that, yes, I'm sure.
And we all understand that we're all volunteers, so we won't work you to death, I'm sure, but I'm sure Wolf will very much appreciate that type of influence on his planning. Thank you, Azumi, for your offer.
Next, we have Hong and then Jacqueline.
Okay, I have two suggestions with respect to preparation of this summit. One suggestion is on policy development. Just now I heard from the lady over there saying that it's very difficult to get message out of this large structure. It's highly complicated. What I want to comment is that it's also difficult for us to send out the message to the user community. And if you go through the at-large wiki, you can see a couple of policy works has been done. If you're interested in the ID information, you have a very large wiki page. That's become a wiki site already. But I rarely see any comments from user
or participation or dialogue, intervention from the user. So it seems that I've been doing this work for myself. So I'm quite lonely working on this issue. So what I'm suggesting is that why don't we circulate, maybe through the questionnaire or other information channel, about the policy work that is being done very actively at a large a community or at ALOC or at RELOS. So user would be informed before coming here. And second suggestion is that we need to have a survey to know what is the interest of these ALOC structures, what would they, would want to know and discuss at the summit. I know I really see the point when Darling said that we don't want to develop the full program on the content before the final approval, but it's quite interesting to get the initial interest submission so that we will be better prepared for that. I brought through more than 118 a large structure has been certified. It seems that 85% of them are IDN users. So these are from non-English-speaking countries or regions. So I guess, to my rough estimation, IDN would be an issue they're highly interested in. So we need to reach out to know what they're really interested in.
And actually, that was on the initial survey that we put out. We had several ideas there, and we encouraged them to put other ideas there as to what they might be interested in. But that was definitely part of the initial survey, and I can send you a copy of it if you would like, as to what topics would you like to discuss. And we had a little, you know, a short list to start them off. And there. And your first suggestion, awesome. Hadn't thought of that. We'll implement. And then we've got Jacqueline, and then we're on down to like 3 minutes, so very short comments.
Okay, my comment's really quick. One, I agree with what Izumi said, and following up on that, one of the things that comes up is like a cultural bias that basically says there's some people who really won't feel comfortable knowing people, getting to know people via a bio. They'd much feel much better with a little, even a 30-second introduction where they talk. And you say, okay, well, I know that person even more than if they have the bio. And one of the other things with regard to getting information out, there was a suggestion many years ago to have, we had actually a subcommittee of the ALAC on communications and outreach, and that was almost like our own press office, and they worked really totally on trying to get in, creating information, getting, you know, working with people to get the bite-sized pieces out and so on. And maybe you might be interested in starting that up at least, or even for, in a small way, for the summit.
Annetta?
Well, one purpose of the summit is also not just to inform the users, but to make ICANN user more user-oriented. And I would concentrate on also changing the agenda of the ICANN meeting itself in a way that all the constituencies, all the board members, whoever is going to speak on that meeting, they have to focus on users' interest. So I already said in the last open GNSO forum to Kurt Pritz, it would be very helpful if all the slides he shows about the GNSO procedure, if he really mentions, and this has the following impact on the users. Here are the intellectual property rights, and these are their proposals, and this has the following impact on the users, and so on. So if you really spend this huge amount of money, then this for traveling, then this must be accompanied by a policy, by a real commitment by all of the constituencies of ICANN that they really care about users and show it the whole week.
Very much agreed. We're pretty much out of time. Any very quick last comments?
Okay. Only to deafen you all. Only to thank everybody, ALAC, RALO, and most especially NON. This really was meant to be a workshop for us to get your interaction and responses. The sheer setup of this room was disastrous for that sort of thing, but I do appreciate the fact that so many of you have made comments, and I'll probably catch up with the rest of you in the corridors later and ask why you didn't. Thank you, and I trust you'll have a good final day of the ICANN meeting.
Sweet melody. Love knows the dance.